In Afghanistan today, the country's interim leader, Hamid Karzai, called for a truth commission to investigate civilian killings and human rights abuses. Karzai was speaking at a UN-sponsored human rights workshop in Kabul. Perhaps the best-known example of such a truth commission in recent years was the one set up in South Africa, where confessions were made before a tribunal in exchange for immunity from prosecution. UN Human Rights Commissioner Mary Robinson also attended the Kabul workshop and backed Karzai's proposal. Joining me now from Kabul is NPR's John Burnett. John, why do they want a truth commission?
Well, just by suggesting it, Chairman Hamid Karzai gets points for recognizing that Afghanistan has gone through an agonizing ordeal in the past 23 years of war, and he recognizes that an idea like this might promote some reconciliation. The suffering under the Taliban is still very fresh on people's minds throughout this country, but at the same time he knows that the next government may be very different from his, and they may not be interested in a truth commission.
Would there be any disadvantages?
Well, the phrase opening a Pandora's box comes to mind, because where does this stop? Hamid Karzai mentioned only the Taliban's violation of human rights, but the human rights violations in this country extend way before the Taliban rose to power in 1996. They go back to the bloody civil wars of the Mujahideen that preceded the Taliban and even the Soviet occupation before that. And really, there are human rights accusations against two of his prominent cabinet members, one of those Defense Minister General Mohammed Fahim, who is a commander in the Northern Alliance, and then Fahim's deputy defense minister, Rashid Dostum, who was a warlord from the north, and he fought with the communists and then switched sides. This afternoon, I spoke with a former U.S. State Department official who knows a lot about Afghanistan, and his point was that something like a truth commission is just too early for a government that has not even begun to crawl, much less to walk, and it could tear this government apart. Finally, he said there's really no national figure in Afghanistan who could pull the truth commission off. You mentioned South Africa. When they formed their truth commission at the end of apartheid, they had President Nelson Mandela to rally around. But Afghanistan doesn't have its Mandela now.
Just briefly, John, let's turn to the military operation in the east of the country where American forces are involved in fighting al-Qaeda and Taliban forces. What's the news on that front?
Well, I just returned from Gardez, the city closest to the front, this afternoon. And it is true, what we've been reading, the weather is terrible. There's snow, there's sleet, there's wind, the visibility is low. And so when U.S. military officials say that the bad weather has cut down on the number of sorties they're flying over these al-Qaeda caves, it's true. But at the same time, there's an Afghan soldier who told me that U.S. commanders are very concerned about limiting casualties ever since the first few days of the mission when they lost 8 U.S. servicemen. And so they are doing more bombing, and they're being more cautious in their use of the infantry so that they can try to limit American and allied Afghan deaths.
NPR's John Burnett in Kabul, Afghanistan. Thank you, John.
It's a pleasure, Lisa.